celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Here's what man said to God. God, I no longer desire to be dominated by my spirit. I desire to be dominated by my mind, knowledge. The mind is the seat of knowledge. And man said, I want to trade the positions of my spirit and my mind. And so the spirit of man became lesser or decreased in its amount of dominion in the life of the man, and the mind of the man took a step upward, and the body took a step upward, and in that three-part sandwich, the spirit of man went from the top slice of bread to the bottom slice of bread, with the body being in the middle. And now mankind is dominated mostly by his mind. This is what I think about it. This is what I react this way, because this is the information I've received in my mind. And this is what I know.
The provision has already been made for your blessing. Calvary's cross not only provides salvation for your soul, it includes healing for your body. Dr. Rod Parsley wants to make sure you have every blessing. And today, you can receive his book, Calvary's Double Cure, as his free gift. The rich scriptural insight of 40 years of ministry can be yours by calling the number on your screen or by going to rodparsley.com. Ask for Calvary's Double Cure.
That his soul was not abandoned in Hades, nor did his flesh there see corruption. He wasn't there to suffer, but to shake the very corridors of hell itself with a titanic shift in spiritual power and authority on the earth made only hours prior on the cross. Welcome, welcome to this very, very, very special broadcast of Your Breakthrough. 30 minutes that I believe will refocus prayerfully forever how you view the sacrifice made on that cruel, callous, biting beam called Calvary. On that fateful day, the streets of Jerusalem were crowded. The throngs had come to celebrate the great Passover feast, but they were blind to the actual reality that the ultimate Passover lamb was shedding his precious sinless blood on a hill called Golgotha, the place of the skull. Well, our Canaan king was about to ride that great chariot through the corridors of the doomed and the damned. That fallen angel Satan himself was about to be toppled from his false pedestal of dust and rust and deceit. He was about to have to surrender the keys of death, of hell, and the grave. But not just yet. As the skies darkened, as the thunder rolled across the landscape, your Passover lamb and mine took his last earthly breath. At that very moment, our merciless enemy falsely believed that he had the valiant captain of souls hopelessly, eternally confined in a dark and inescapable prison. Well, as that stone sealed the Son of God away in that borrowed tomb, the party began in the depths and the corridors of hell. Demons gleefully clapped their fettered hands together. Satan had waited. He had planned. He had schemed for this day. Finally, the Prince of God exhaled that last breath, and he was dead. There was that moment when God was dead. Humanity would be captive forever. Fellowship with God himself was lost. The redeeming price would never be paid. Once the blood on the lintel and the doorpost meant victory over sin, now there would be no more grace. Satan thought he had won. But what the last six torturous days in Jerusalem, what of those? Hadn't Jesus carried out the work of redemption? He fulfilled every prophecy. We know that. The heroic, the Herculean work of redeeming lost, dying, depressed, depraved humanity was done. Jesus indeed valiantly lifted his blood-soaked head, took one final breath, and with it proclaimed, "It is finished." Tetelestai, much more than one English word renders, "It is finished." It was a declaration that everything had been accomplished. Nothing was lacking. Everything had been supplied. The breach had been healed, and the debt was finally paid in full and satisfied. So allow me to ask the question, if this was true, why would the darkened region of the underworld be celebrating? Well, the answer lies in that it was only Friday. Saturday was yet to come. Sunday was on its way. Once Friday became Saturday, the enemies of the Lord Jesus were on heightened awareness, heightened alert. They remembered the words of the great Galilean. He had told them over and over and over that he must go to Jerusalem and that there he would be tried by the chief priests and the Romans, and he would be put to death. But he would also be raised to life again on the third day. And that's why they demanded that four Roman soldiers guard that tomb until the third day. Well, hell was a witness to what happened on the top of Golgotha's craggy hillside, where the furious love of Almighty God intersected with your and my broken and shattered hearts. We've looked in on the Sabbath. Saturday, the frightened disciples hidden away, afraid, terrified really of what would come next. Roman soldiers have sealed the tomb with a wax seal. The commands of kings, high priests, and a ragtag crowd have all been heard. But what are the words of God Almighty? The events that come that Passover weekend would change everything forever. They would fulfill God's perfect plan of making Passover available to all of us. The feast is one of three commanded feasts, three times a year, where God declares that you and I must appear before him, in his presence, on our own. And that's why the streets of Jerusalem were overflowing with witnesses from everywhere. If they didn't recognize the significance of what was about to happen that Passover weekend, they were at least obedient to God's commands. They knew Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16, which gave us God's instruction. Do not come before me empty-handed. If they were to obey the old covenant, how much more should you and I, as the recipients of the glory that was about to be revealed, be obedient to God's commands? We've been given an unspeakable gift. I remember it every single morning, including today, as I receive Holy Communion the first thing every morning. That unspeakable gift, the Lord Jesus Christ, paid the full redemptive price for our salvation, for our deliverance, for our healing, for our protection, for our provision. And now we are commanded to come before a holy and righteous God with an offering in our hand that represents a portion of our life in response to God's unspeakable gift. Let me suggest to you today to do exactly as God suggested, as He commanded. So your Passover offering of $50 or more, or double your gift in response to God's indescribable sacrificial gift of His Son, $50 in each hand, a $100 gift. For many, perhaps there's never been a greater need in your life than to get involved in God's economy. Just as God made a plan making Passover available to all of us, He wants to bestow all seven Passover blessings into your life. The commanded feast season of Passover is here. So I want you to get your Passover seed into fertile soil before April 30th. You can also call. Your phone's right next to you. It always is. Or just click on rodparsley.com, that secure website. In this year of an open door, God is making His covering, protection, provision available to you in supernatural abundance. I'll be back with a little bit more just in a moment.
There's a sign from heaven ushering in the grand and glorious celebration of Passover. The moon steps in front of the sun, a sign that God is speaking to His people. A prophetic sign in the heavens. This is God's first commanded feast of the year. And the choice we make in 2024 can mean the difference between judgment and amazing blessing. Call with your commanded Passover offering of $100 or more. Our special gift to you is the inspiring 14-disc series, Seven Blessings of the Blood. Plus, we'll add three additional bonus messages on the signs in the skies. Powerful prophetic insight into the solar eclipse you don't want to miss. You'll also receive the book, Take This Cup, where the symbolic meaning and promise of the Passover Seder is revealed. There's prophetic power available for you today. For your special Passover offering of $300 or more, we'll also include this stunning communion chalice and bread tray, created just for you in the Holy Land. Please consider a timely and commanded $1,000 Passover offering. You'll also receive this beautiful work of art, the Passover Door. Lovingly crafted by Amish artisans, this is a stirring representation of the blood of the Lamb on the doorposts as a reminder of Passover. The anointed and prophetic feast of Passover ends soon, and you don't want to miss out on your promise of seven anointings of abundance. The Feast of Unleavened Bread is this week, the first of God's commanded feasts, where we are not to appear before God empty-handed. So before Tuesday, by calling or clicking on rodparsley.com, give in faith today and experience the miraculous anointings of Passover.
Psalm 16:10, the sweet psalmist of Israel, David writes, "For you will not leave my soul." Now this is a prophetic announcement concerning Jesus on Saturday. "For you will not leave my soul in Sheol," hell, translated in most of your Bibles, "nor will you suffer your godly one to see corruptions." Let me give you two things from this. So Jesus would of necessity had to enter Sheol so that He could not be left there. Does that make sense? So he had to go there, lest he could not have been endangered to be left there. And the father, look at the last part of the verse, the father would not allow his body to undergo corruption or decay. Are you ready? In Jewish law, death and decay of a body began on the fourth day. So if he's not going to see corruption, if he's not going to allow his body to see decay, he would have to get up from the dead before the fourth day. Either the first day, the second day, the third day. Now Peter quotes David as proof of what I'm telling you in the New Testament in Acts 29. He would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne. He foresaw this and spoke concerning the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not abandoned to hell, nor did his flesh see corruption. Here's another clue. The thief on the cross. He looks over at Jesus and he says, remember me when you come into your glory, into your kingdom. And Jesus answered, what did he say? He said, truly, I tell you, today you will be with me, where? In paradise. Well, today we're diving right in. We're taking a very, very close look into God's word so that we can see what actually transpired during that holy time between Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday. We know where our Lord's body lay. There was a massive stone barricade at the entrance to that borrowed tomb. But where was he? Well, for me, the answer lies in part in the great Apostles' Creed. So listen closely to these very revealing words. Here's what the Apostles' Creed has to say. I believe in Jesus Christ, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, who was born of the Virgin Mary, who suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, buried, descended into hell. To descend into hell was our Savior's solitary mission that Silent Saturday. That portion of the Apostles' Creed remains by far one of the most controversial great creeds of the Christian church. I only have a moment to point out that your English Bible translates both Sheol and Hades as hell. Hades is described in Revelation 20 as a temporary place of torment, not Sheol, the lake of fire. Our Lord's own words describe these two as being separated by a great gulf. He first descended into the lower parts and then ascended up on high. He led captivity captive. He gave gifts to men on that Silent Saturday. Your Bible, Colossians chapter 2, let me get over there. Verse 15 says this concerning Jesus. Having disarmed and dethroned, I love that. Having disarmed and dethroned authorities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in his cross. He made a public display of every devil, every demon of darkness, displaying his absolute mastery in a spectacular demonstration of overwhelming authority and power. He had that authority, and he used it for you and for me. Now, over in the book of Acts, of course, we read that his soul was not abandoned in Hades, nor did his flesh there see corruption. He wasn't there to suffer, but to shake the very corridors of hell itself with a titanic shift in spiritual power and authority on the earth made only hours prior on the cross. Satan had fallen into God's trap. Those in the darkness, those in the demonic recesses were the very first to hear about it, the first to bear witness of the transference of the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Jesus now held those keys, and humanity would forever be granted shalom. Nothing broken, nothing missing, nothing lacking. I'm about to jump up and shout. Jesus' blood covered it all. Every sickness, every infirmity, every disease, every affliction, every sin, all the forces of darkness had been defeated. The price, tetelestai, it is finished, had been paid in full. Now, our Lord Jesus truly paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. The old song said he washed it white as snow. This is the season. This is it for you and I to celebrate unlike any other season of the year. I need you to know that the ultimate plan of God has been fulfilled, and the covering for the sin of humanity has been provided. Death, eternal separation from God have been defeated. What a thought, what a sacrifice. The provision was indeed priceless. But we are commanded to come before the Lord with a worthy gift to celebrate his gift of Passover in our hands. I don't know what your Passover offering should be. That's between you and God. But I do feel a leading by the Holy Spirit to challenge your faith at this once a year opportunity to sow a $300 Passover seed. There are overwhelmingly prophetic divine signs in the sky warning of judgment if we don't change course. This is certainly not the time to ignore the command of God in Deuteronomy 16:16 to celebrate Passover and to not come before the Lord empty-handed. So I encourage you, call now with a very special $300 offering, and I'll thank your step of faith with this beautiful, and beautiful doesn't describe it, Holy Communion chalice and bread tray. Oh my, it's especially crafted just for you, hear me, in the Holy Land. Now, whether your best Passover gift is $50 or $100 or $300, be sure that your response arrives before Passover ends, April 30th. Take a moment. Call now.
There's a sign from heaven ushering in the grand and glorious celebration of Passover. The moon steps in front of the sun, a sign that God is speaking to his people. A prophetic sign in the heavens. This is God's first commanded feast of the year. And the choice we make in 2024 can mean the difference between judgment and amazing blessing. Call with your commanded Passover offering of $100 or more. Our special gift to you is the inspiring 14-disc series, Seven Blessings of the Blood. Plus, we'll add three additional bonus messages on the signs in the skies. Powerful prophetic insight into the solar eclipse you don't want to miss. You'll also receive the book, Take This Cup, where the symbolic meaning and promise of the Passover Seder is revealed. There's prophetic power available for you today. For your special Passover offering of $300 or more, we'll also include this stunning communion chalice and bread tray created just for you in the Holy Land. Please consider a timely and commanded $1,000 Passover offering. You'll also receive this beautiful work of art, the Passover Door. Lovingly crafted by Amish artisans, this is a stirring representation of the blood of the Lamb on the doorposts as a reminder of Passover. The anointed and prophetic feast of Passover ends soon, and you don't want to miss out on your promise of seven anointings of abundance. The Feast of Unleavened Bread is this week, the first of God's commanded feasts, where we are not to appear before God empty-handed. So before Tuesday, by calling or clicking on rodparsley.com. Give in faith today and experience the miraculous anointings of Passover.
Well, the living God in His Christ, providing more and more tremendous opportunities for this global ministry of breakthrough to share the glorious good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I want to welcome all our brand new viewers throughout the United Kingdom and Ireland, with more than 11 million homes now added to the great global breakthrough network. From London, Birmingham, Glasgow, Dublin, Cork, Galway, revival fires are burning because of the support of Breakthrough Revival Covenant partners around the world. Thank you for helping to make it possible. And I pray that all my partners will be here in the legendary Summerall Tabernacle July 4th weekend for Dominion Camp Meeting. I'll open it up on Friday night and then plan to stay all weekend long for the anointed ministries of Ron Carpenter, Bishop Clint Brown, my good friend is back, Jensen Franklin, Real Talk Kim, Medina Pullings, and Chris Durso. Dominion Camp Meeting, Friday, July 5th, Saturday, July 6th, Sunday, July 7th. I'll see you at Dominion, America's Camp Meeting, and next time, right here on Your Breakthrough.